Let's go now to rural news. Susan Murray is in with us. And Morena, Susan, well, some of the wild weather forecast for the weekend came and went. Farmers down south in the South Island particularly not out of the woods yet.
Morena, Susie, no, they're not out of the woods yet. The Met Service has been forecasting, as we've been hearing, strong winds and low-level snow. That was for overnight and later on today. The Canterbury High Country was expecting snow down to 500 metres and gale-force winds at about 1,000 metres. There was a similar situation forecast for the Southern Lakes region, except that there the snow would actually fall to 300 metres. There'd also be gales in Southland and Clutha, and the snow there would be even lower at 100 metres. Now, fortunately, the harsh conditions did hold off over the weekend, and it does sound like perhaps the worst is yet to come. That reprieve gave Andrew Patterson, who is Otago High Country Chairman for Federated Farmers, a little bit of time to prepare.
We put reasonably freshly shorn sheep, so they've been shorn within the last week, so young sheep, hoggets and that. We've put them behind shelter belts, just to make sure that if we do get a cold snap, because it's supposed to be pretty cold winds as well come with it. At this stage, the snow shifted back to being sort of 7 o'clock onwards. We've just moved stock around, all the ewes, lambing and country that's got Matagari and, you know, rocks and that as shelter. So, yeah, I think most farmers have been well warned.
And what about young lambs? Any problems there?
Well, potentially, yes. It depends on how much snow we get. Freshly born lambs are always vulnerable to rain and snow and cold winds. So it's coming at the wrong time of the year. Usually we try and start lambing after the first weekend in October, because there's always a snowfall around this time of the year, and that's when you can lose lambs. So we try to lamb after that.
So you've just got a few early ones, but the bulk of them are sort of come.
Yeah, bulk are yet to come.
That's Andrew Patterson, who farms near Ormacow, and he was talking to Eric Frickberg. Now, Kate Scott farms sheep and beef near Glen Orkey at the northern end of Lake Wakatipu. She too took advantage of that reprieve during the weekend to prepare for bad weather to come.
We've actually had not bad weather, and then we had quite a nice wee sunny gap in the middle, so I've been using that time to move the cows and calves around a wee bit just to try and spread them out over drier places as much as possible. We did a big feed out of the sheep ahead of the forecast, which was pretty dire, as you know, so we tried to load all the sheep up with some extra supplementary feed, and luckily we're not lambing till the middle of next month, so we're not having to worry about newborn lambs, so the cows and the calves are sort of taking priority at the moment.
And how's it working out in terms of giving them some preparation or protection?
Pretty good so far. I've just shed off another sort of 25 or so cows and calves and put them in a different place where there's plenty of good dry spots for calves to get behind a log or, you know, find some shelter from the wind factor is the worst, obviously. So it's quite a chilly wind at the moment, but we're yet to have any snow on the ground here. There's snow quite low on the hills, below bush level, but it's not on the flat, so we've had a bit of a reprieve.
Kate Scott, and she says as of late last night they didn't have snow on the ground, but it was low on the hills below the bush level. But meanwhile, I have just caught up actually with a Southland sheep farmer who's just south of Winton. He kindly popped his head out the window and said while it's pretty dark he could see snow on the lawn. There was a centimetre or two of snow on the outdoor table and it was still snowing, and he's at 150 metres above sea level, so fairly low down. Gusty winds, he said, were coming in, but not gale force at present. He's into lambing his hoggets. Those are last year's lambs, and last night he was out putting little woolen lamb covers on anything that was recently born, and he'll be out doing the same this morning. Those little woolen covers are really effective. And we've also, previously we just heard from Andrew Patterson and the plans he was making to cope with the harsh weather. Well, I've just spoken to another farmer sort of down the road from him in the Ida Valley, and he says they've actually had no snow yet, and it's looking okay outside, and that often when the snow hits the coastal areas, they end up missing out.
Oh, woolen covers on the lambs. Now, six candidates are confirmed as standing for two places on the Fonterra board. Two, Susan.
Indeed. They include Brent Goldsett, Cathy Quinn, Mike O'Connor and the former Agriculture Minister, Nathan Guy. They were announced earlier by the Independent Selection Panel, or they're seeking re-election. In addition, there were two non-assessed contenders. They are Annabel Cotton, a fourth-generation farmer from Waikato, and Nicola Shadbolt, who's been farming since 1981, has other business interests, including an earlier stint on the Fonterra board.
Thank you very much. That's the Rural Update there with Susan Murray.